Wisconsin with winds around 5 miles per hour right now. The actual temperature is 8 degrees below zero.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The president-elect promising day one raids and mass deportations of undocumented immigrants after the Monday inauguration. Commanding General of the D.C. National Guard, Major General John Andoni.
We have not received any queries of any type regarding that particular mission set. That mission set, like any other, it relies on our law enforcement partners and our civil authorities.
TikTok says it's back, but not fully. The app is back working, though new downloads are not happening. Mr. Trump saying he'll tell tech companies that make the video sharing app available he won't enforce fines for doing so, even when a new law mandates them. The first Gaza ceasefire swap is done. 90 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel were welcomed by families in the West Bank. Earlier at a hospital in Israel, hugs and tears for three Israeli hostages released from Gaza by Hamas were taken. This is ABC News. Worries about this kind of failure from ABC's Dave Packer.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into an engine failure that could affect 877,000 GM SUVs and trucks. Investigators say they've gotten 39 complaints and several early warning field reports.
Help for the wallets of older folks who are seeking to lighten up. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that the government will negotiate four with manufacturers. Both drugs are made by Denmark-based Novo Nordisk.
Draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's song Mr. Tambourine Man sold for over $500,000 as part of a weekend auction in Nashville of dozens of the singer-songwriter's items. Photos, music sheets, his guitar, and an oil painting composed by the Nobel Prize for Literature winner. Sales of $1.5 million total. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 1 degree today, partly cloudy and bitter cold. West to northwest winds at 6 to 15. A few clouds and dangerously cold tonight with a low of 16 below. A cold weather advisory through late this evening, then an extreme cold warning from midnight Tuesday through 9 a.m. Tuesday. Wind chills of 20 to 35 below overnight. For Tuesday, a high of 0. Tuesday night cloudy, some flurries possible late with temperatures at 7 below and then rising later. Wednesday, a high of 21. For Thursday, maybe a few flurries and 22 and 24 for Friday. Currently in Richland Center with the winds at times around 2 miles per hour from the east-northeast. Our actual reading is 8 degrees below zero here at the studios. Bundle up. So we get today started and on Monday, January 20th. It is time to start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting. Thank you.
Well, Daddy was a cowboy, hard as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama'd kiss my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to. St. John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John.
Gaither Vocal Band with Alabama and the Oak Ridge Boys and Jesus and John Wayne. Before that, a national anthem, and that was sung by Alan Jackson today. Hello, friends. Are you cold yet? Well, 8 degrees below zero. It sounds like tomorrow morning it'll be quite a bit worse. So we're just kind of getting into that really cold snap there. And the cold weather advisory in effect for the day, and then tomorrow a extreme cold warning for the early morning hours especially as well. So do the best you can. Drive carefully on your way out and about today. And, yeah, we'll keep you posted from WRCO. It will be probably a quieter Monday than some because there are several area districts that do not have school today in honor of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And some at semester break. We're off on Friday as well. So, yeah, hard to believe we're done with one of those semesters and getting into the second one coming up tomorrow. Right now, music as we get into the chores on a Monday morning with a light in the Milk House Show.
Your mama used to worry about that big muddy river. Honey, do you remember? He let the screen door slam when you stepped off the front. Your mama calling, don't be late. I'd hear your daddy holler, son, she's my only daughter. You'd stick your nose in the honeysuckle down by the gate. I can still hear your mama calling, don't go near
heard tell of millionaires and billionaires and such, who gathered all their treasures and still did not have enough. If money could buy peace of mind, I guess they'd have it all. But all the money in the world won't hold you when you fall. We've got a roof over our head, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside me in our bed. Lord, give me the eyes to see exactly what it's worth, and I will be the richest man. Just thinking of myself, I haven't been as thankful as I know I ought to be. I should be more than satisfied with all you've given me. We've got a roof over our heads, and the kids have all been fed, and the woman I love most lies close beside.
Great tune from Paul Overstreet and The Richest Man on Earth. Good morning from WRCO Radio. A reminder, the Richland Center landfill will be closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And also a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from noon until 5 at the Kalahari Resorts in Wisconsin Dells. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or going online at redcrossblood.org. You can also download the Red Cross Blood Donor app as well for any of the upcoming drives around southwest Wisconsin. The wind chill calculator, I have it out right now. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, about 20 below wind chill. Doesn't take much of the air stirring when it is 8 degrees below zero. Got to warm up the house a little bit here today. This is Ronnie Millsap.
Known for it. luck. Four ball tires on my pickup truck. No more credit on my credit card. When I come home and hit that door, I remember what these aching arms are for. She's my one light when the world goes dark. Tomorrow it's the same old grind, but she'll be burning.
Keeping those home fires burning with Mr. Ronnie Millsap there with some classic country for your Monday morning here on WRCO Radio. It is time now for an update on sports, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 34 points and 15 rebounds to help the Milwaukee Bucks beat the shorthanded Philadelphia 76ers 123-109 on Sunday night. Damian Lillard added 25 for Milwaukee, which completed a 4-0 homestand. Elsewhere yesterday in the NBA, Miami 128, San Antonio 107, Denver over Orlando 113-100, Oklahoma City beat Brooklyn 127-101. The Clippers over the Lakers 116-102, Sacramento beat Washington 123-100, Portland over the Bulls 113-102. Josh Allen rushed for two touchdowns. Buffalo's defense forced three turnovers, and the Bills advanced to the AFC Championship game with a 27-25 win over the Baltimore Ravens in the divisional round. And Saquon Barkley dashed through the snow for touchdown runs of 78 and 62 yards and finished with 205 yards rushing. Jalen Hurts had a 44-yard scoring run, and the Philadelphia Eagles held on against the Rams 28-22 to advance to the NFC Championship game for the second time in three seasons. In the NHL, Ottawa 2-1 over New Jersey. Montreal got the win in overtime over the New York Rangers 5-4. Dallas 4-1 over Detroit. And in college men's basketball, Michigan State over Illinois 80-78. And Michigan over Northwestern 80-76.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Your favorite meals, your favorite station. Richland Family Restaurant and WRCO Studios.
All right, on a cold morning, time to warm up our tootsies a little bit. Here we go. Yep.
wine, romance is in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness everywhere. Down at the Friendly Tavern, nothing else can compare.
That's where we go for cheer, bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together.
Time to get started, gay and lighthearted, no need to ask us where. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Romance is in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there. Lights are twinkling, glasses tinkling, happiness in the air. Down at the Friendly Tavern, nothing else can compare.
That's where we go for cheer, bring along friends we hold so dear. Round up the polka band and sing that song together.
Time to get started, gay and lighthearted, no need to ask us where. Down at the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there.
That'll warm you up there down at the Friendly Tavern Polka with the Brave Combo here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. 8 degrees on the minus side today. We may get above zero just briefly, maybe one above later with west and northwest winds at 6 to 15. Tonight, 16 below zero, a few clouds and dangerously cold temperatures. A cold weather advisory goes through late this evening, and then an extreme cold warning from midnight until 9 tomorrow morning for dangerous wind chills. So I'm guessing tomorrow we might be looking at a few delays as schools get back to it. But again, right now, 8 degrees on the minus side. Oh, here's Murray Osmond to warm it up here a little bit.
So take She thinks she loves him so. She don't know how much it hurts me to hear her beg him not to go. If she were mine again, I'd never let the tears fill her eyes. She don't know how much it hurts me to see. Like a fool, I tore it down, and she begged me not to leave her just the way she's doing now. Now she's begging to another with that same hurt in her eye. She don't know how much it hurts.
To see an angel cry here on WRCO's Light in the Milk House show. That angel's tears are going to freeze. It's 8 degrees below zero at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Don't overlook market opportunities. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. A co-founder of AgMarket.net says the current economic outlook means farmers need to take advantage of every opportunity. Matt Bennett says this month's USDA supply and demand report was one of those.
They extracted a lot of stocks out of the balance sheet, gave us a shot in the arm, and so now we're getting back closer to profitability. Get your numbers polished up, your pencil sharp, make sure you know what your situation is, and then maybe try to do something about it.
He tells Brownfield economic down cycles are when marketing plans need the most adaptability.
You don't want to get too crazy on sales, at least without some sort of flexibility, so maybe you buy a call option just in case the market gets carried away to the upside. Maybe you buy a put option. That way it protects you if the bottom falls out.
Bennett says several factors are still at play this marketing year, so producers need to manage their risk accordingly. An agricultural researcher says the profitability gap between sustainable and traditional cropping systems is narrowing. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from Michigan State University's Kellogg Biological Station.
Brooke Wilkie with MSU's long-term agroecosystem research tells Brownfield managing a five-crop rotation with a suite of conservation practices has not been easy in the first few years of the project.
People should know it's a challenge to get through it, but once you get through it, there can be a bigger reward at the end.
Ideal forage yields and prices last season helped make up for production losses in wheat and soybeans caused by drought conditions.
I think there's a real possibility that we will see that aspirational system move ahead of the business as usual.
Wilkie points to managing phosphorus as an example of when environmental and economic benefits have overlapped.
Right now prices are high for phosphorus, and so we've been looking at it sort of spoon feeding the phosphorus along the way of high prices, and also to make sure we don't have a lot of it in our system, just enough for what the crops need.
In Hickory Corners, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
An Indiana-based crop insurance agent says farmers need to be prepared for changes to federal crop insurance programs. Brett Westrate with Sylvius Insurance Group tells Brownfield.
Guys need to look at ARC and PLC and how that's going to affect their crop risk. Really need to sit down with somebody, and right now crop insurance guys are a lot of times the people that have the best tools and numbers to figure that out.
He says farmers should review their current coverage options. The crop insurance deadline is March 15th. The head of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says several biodiesel plants have idled across the state. Monty Shaw tells Brownfield the plants stopped production after the blender's tax credit ended December 31st. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $175 a ton, and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Sioux Cabin Pen Hay Feeder 7x16-foot gooseneck stock trailer will be on next week's hay sale. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction coming soon. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle trade had some business on Friday, and cash hogs were steady to sharply lower. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. In cash cattle country, a live trade developed in parts of Nebraska on Friday afternoon, but the bulk of business had already wrapped up for the week. Asking prices for cattle left on show list were around 202 plus in the south and 323 plus in the north. At the Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, feeder steers 500 to 600 pounds were selling $2 to $5 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers saw all weight classes mostly steady with a slightly lower undertone. USDA says demand was very good for a moderate supply. Feeder supply included 59% steers and 73% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 704 pounds, brought $276.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers at 766 pounds sold for $243. Boxed beef closed higher with choice up 28 cents at $333.69 and select up 45 cents at $319.83. The spread was $13.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 114,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to sharply lower with very light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers had near-term needs covered after more aggressive interest earlier in the week, only adding a couple hundred head to that negotiated sales figure between the open and the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.74 with a base range of $76.50 to $81. Butcher hogs were mostly steady at the Midwest cash markets on Friday, with barrels and gilts at 58, slaughter sows ranging from 45 to 51, boars at 18. At Illinois markets, slaughter sows were steady at 37 to 49, barrels and gilts steady at 46 to 56, boars priced from 15 to 30. Pork values were higher at the close, up 21 cents at 90.60. Estimated hog slaughter was 485,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were mixed on Friday, uncertain about how much higher cash and wholesale prices can go. Lean hog futures were pressured by the steady to sharply lower cash during the session and the ongoing questions about sustained domestic pork demand. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two stage. Plus we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business Friday was light, topping out at 204. Midwest butcher hogs were steady.
I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, watching weather in South America. March beans were 15 higher at 10.34, and May was up 13 and a quarter at 10.44 and three quarters. March corn was 9 and three quarters higher at 4.84 and a quarter, and May was up a dime at 4.93. Live and feeder cattle were mixed, wondering how much upside is left for cash and wholesale trade. February live is 15 higher at 196.75. April was 17 lower at 197.50. March feeders were up 32 at 268.05. And hogs were pressured by the steady to sharply lower cash business during the session. February lean was down $1.17 at $81.12. The April lean hog contract was $2.22 lower at $88.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
The outgoing Secretary of Agriculture reflects on his time in office under two different presidents. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Tom Vilsack was the Secretary of Agriculture during both the Obama administration and the Biden presidency. During the Obama era, Vilsack says much was done to improve the nutrition program in the country. He says that work continued the past 4 years as well.
We increased and improved the school meal rule by focusing on added sugars, making it healthier. We looked at the SNAP program and said we need to recalculate it based on what's happening in the world today. That resulted in a significant increase in SNAP benefits. We looked at the WIC program and said, you know, it's great, but it could be better, it could be modern. We looked at the opportunity for a meaningful summer feeding program by providing families of free and reduced lunch children additional financial assistance. So in those 3 months between when school ends and when school starts, kids will continue to get a good meal. And we know from research that that works.
Vilsack remains optimistic about the future of family farming.
With some of the new opportunities that are out there, if we're entrepreneurial, if we're thoughtful about this, we can generate enough income from different sources. We can make a go of it. Now you can have that opportunity to be on this farm and inherit the farm, and your kids can see the benefits of living here, and we'll be able to watch you and your kids grow up. Now, to me, that conversation is the one we want.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
As raw milk testing expands throughout the U.S., one state says, so far, no new dairy cases of H5N1. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A Kansas veterinarian says increased testing of raw milk has not detected any new positive cases of H5N1 in the state's dairy herds.
We're doing multiple every week across the state, so we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Greg Hanselcheck is the associate director of the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory. He tells Brownfield the virus has been especially problematic this year.
This is the first time where we've actually seen it in a different species other than avian or birds. There has been an uptick in our dairy herds across the United States. Kansas had 4 herds positive last year in April. We haven't had any positive since.
A new federal order was introduced by USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in December to increase milk testing and improve traceability of H5N1. Hanselcheck says the laboratory has expanded its reach beyond Kansas.
We're taking the overflows first from Colorado and now California. We're getting a lot of milk samples from them.
About a week ago, 15 more states, including Kansas, enrolled in the USDA's National Milk Testing Strategy, bringing the total number of states in the program up to 28. Cash dairy prices were mostly steady with light trading activity Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 73 and three quarters. No sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 189, but no sales. Cheese barrels were also unchanged at 189 and no sales. Butter went down a half cent to 253 with 3 sales recorded, ranging from 252 and a quarter to 253. Non-fat dry milk went up a half cent to 137 and a quarter, 2 sales recorded at that price. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is closed Monday for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
15 minutes before 6, our forecast for today calls for partly cloudy, bitter cold conditions, a high of 1, west to northwest winds at 6 to 15, a few clouds and dangerously cold tonight, a low of 16 below, a high tomorrow of 0. Cold weather advisory through late this evening and then an extreme cold warning from midnight until 9 on Tuesday morning for our area. We've dipped another degree. It is 9 degrees below 0 with a wind chill of around 20 below 0 today. Bundle up, eat your oatmeal, and get ready.
Made I wake up dreaming. I reach and feel for her. She's too good to be true. Then I touch the sleeping softness of my angel. And half asleep, she turns to whisper, I love you. 'Cause she's just too good to be true. But she is. And in my arms, she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever look for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she it's like forever till that evening sun will bring me home again. But then she's waiting at the door with her sweet loving, and tonight she'll be so good to me again. She is. And in my arms, she reassures me with a kiss. She's everything I ever look for in a woman. She's just too good to be true, but she is.
Charlie Pride, She's Just Too Good to Be True. Here on the Light in the Milk House show, we're coming up on 9 minutes before 6 o'clock. We'll get Tony's look at weather in just a little bit here today. 9 degrees below zero at the WRCO studios on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here's Lila McCann.
There must be
Lila McCann on WRCO, Light the Milk House Show. It's now 5 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Richland Center Landfill will be closed today in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A reminder, Second Harvest Mobile Food Distribution for Boscobel has been canceled tomorrow due to the extreme cold forecast. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin will be holding auditions for the comedy Escanaba in the Moonlight, coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Performances of the show will be March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some brutally cold weather we have to endure here the next 36 hours. Please be very careful of venturing out. Get all your extremities covered up well, layers of clothing, and definitely have some blankets and extra clothing in your vehicles in case you'd have trouble. Now, we are expecting a gradual warm-up as we head toward the mid and late part of the week. Nothing super warm, but at least getting back to within a few degrees of normal. Still no major snow or ice storms in the forecast here. Just a couple of weak systems coming through could bring us some sporadic snow showers throughout the week, but very small accumulation at that. As we look a little further ahead, temperatures could reach their warmest of the period right around Saturday and Sunday. Here's your forecast for today. A cold weather advisory in effect through late this evening. That will become an extreme cold warning at midnight tonight, running up through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy skies, high near 1 degree. West and northwest winds 6 to 15. Wind chills generally hovering around 20 to 25 below zero today, dropping to 35 below zero tonight into Tuesday morning. The actual low temperature tonight near 16 below zero, just some scattered clouds. West northwest wind up to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow sunshine giving way to thicker clouds toward evening. Still very cold with a high of zero. West wind becoming southwest up to 10. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, some flurries possible late, low near 7 below, but then rising temperatures later on. Wednesday, a 30% chance of light snow or flurries in the morning, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks later on, just a bit warmer, high near 21. As we head into Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy, maybe some flurries, low 4 degrees with a high of 22. Friday looks partly sunny, high 24, and Saturday's high 28, maybe a scattered snow shower. Stay safe and warm out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Right now it is 9 degrees on the minus side. Yesterday's high was 3 above. The record high set in 1906 was 53 degrees. The record low established in 1994, 34 degrees below zero. Last year's high 15 and the low 7 degrees below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:58 this afternoon after a morning sunrise time today of 7:28. The wind chill's making it feel, wind around 6 miles per hour. So that means wind chill around 23 below zero right now. The barometer is at 30.34, which is up slightly from earlier today. We were at 7 below at midnight. Right now, negative 9 in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where a news update at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The swearing-in of soon-to-be President Donald Trump will be inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the weather this morning. Last night, there was a big rally inside Capitol One Arena.
At the Inauguration Eve rally, USA! Kid Rock and the Village People performed alongside Trump's signature dance. The president-elect then doubling down on a series of campaign promises.
Within hours of taking office, I will sign dozens of executive orders.
Top officials tell ABC News Trump plans to take more than 200 executive actions on his first day in office under one document in what they are calling an omnibus executive action.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. On Friday, Trump will survey damage from the California wildfire.